in the conversation now in the No Panic Zone. So good to have you here for the conversation. I greatly appreciate you stopping in and making us part of your Friday here on the 8th of May. Snow, I can't get over it. Big snowstorm brewing from the Great Lakes all the way east into Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, as much as a foot of snow in certain places of the East Coast. Good luck with that. Enjoy your late Christmas. Joining me now is Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back to the program. I don't know if you're going to get snowed on, but it's going to be cold, that's for sure.
It's going to be cold, and I guess this is a changing environment all around. But regardless, we'll get through.
Yeah, there you go. So I want to ask you about something new this week. No COVID-19 pandemic. I want to ask you about the House Intelligence Committee releasing transcripts. I want you to talk about Michael Flynn being targeted and the Department of Justice dropping the case. He never committed a crime. There was nothing material about what he discussed, and there was never a crime committed. And finally, the DOJ drops the charge there. But it all goes back to this idea that they could target the Trump campaign because Flynn was under investigation beginning August of 16, according to the releases now. And he was under investigation because he had talked to people in a foreign country. He worked for the Trump campaign, and he actually visited Russia in 2015. That was the entire predicate given to investigate Michael Flynn. It's shocking to me. Your thoughts?
Well, the only connection of problem that he had was that he was connected with Trump. There are many people that visited Russia and surrounding countries during that same time period, and yet because they're not connected with Trump, they weren't pulled in. No, this was a setup all the way through, just like the whole Russia investigation. Everything related to people like Comey, Strzok, others were meant to get this initially candidate and then secondarily to take him down as a president. And that's becoming more apparent all the time, and that ought to provide great concern to American citizens that something like this could happen in a free country in an election that people were responsible for deciding. So, no, it was very interesting, and I think much appreciated to Liberty to see a guy who had been wrongly accused, who had been set up, who had done nothing illegal, and who made a decision ultimately to protect his son from further challenges to him and total breakdown of our justice system now has been, at this point, seemingly exonerated.
When you see the names of the people that were in the rooms when these conversations were had, James Comey, Andy McCabe, John Brennan, James Clapper, Yates was there. They were all there, and they were all in cahoots. And in January, about the 5th of January 2017, there was no information on Flynn to continue the investigation, no derogatory information to keep the investigation going forward. And yet, Peter Strzok, he stood there and insisted that it go forward. 19 days later, he conducts the investigation. He writes the 302s after it doesn't appear that Flynn has done anything wrong, and it just goes on and on and on. But it makes you wonder what the truth is. And then we see the memo from Rod Rosenstein also coming out yesterday, yeah, authorizing Bob Mueller to basically look at anything at all, which is where Manafort gets banged up and Papadopoulos. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you changed the plan because you didn't find anything in the original plan of investigation for Mueller. And so you change the direction of it and you expand issues. This is just a total miscarriage of justice. And I appreciate the fact that we have Jim Jordan and others now pushing for the release of testimonies, of information that came through a witch hunt that went on in a committee that was totally given, not concerned about anything else going on in the world or in the country, but totally given to bringing Trump down. And right now, it is a crucial time that this information come out to show the people before coming election what was going on prior to the last election and didn't succeed because the people decided, no, we want to change. We want this president, Donald Trump.
Well, and then you see, you know, the changing of the rules, the attempt to change it, because the big push for the Democrats continues to be out of the COVID-19. Yes, they want stimulus, and apparently they want some Franklin Roosevelt-style package coming next, trillions of dollars that I heard Chuck Schumer talking about yesterday. But the big goal is to find a way to ballot harvest. A big goal is to figure out how they can make it so election stewards can go out and pick up ballots and make sure that people vote and everybody gets a ballot and everybody gets a, it's just
it worked in California obvious. Last year. It worked in California to defeat candidates who were winning, and a couple weeks later they lose because of this ballot harvesting that goes on. We have to understand that in America, the election process has worked for years and years by expecting people to be responsible and go to the polls. Right now, the effort because of coronavirus will be to say, we're going to all vote by mail. That will do one thing. It will give the ability for people who have untoward interests to change this country, to influence election by cheating.
And well, they'd be able to change the outcome, correct? I mean, they'd be able to look at the totals on election night and say, oh, we need to come up with 100 ballots, 1,000 ballots, 10,000 ballots, whatever they need, depending on the size and scope of the race. I mean, that's what the push is. And so let me ask you this, a constitutional question. Can the federal government dictate to the states how elections are held? I don't believe that's
no
constitutional. So how do you get there?
Take it over. You take it by fiat.
Right.
And that's where guys like me and others will stand very strongly against it. And your listeners need to understand, if you don't have enough gumption, if you're healthy, you're able to walk, that you can't get to the polls, and you can't show an ID card to make sure that our election process is clear and neutral, then you shouldn't be participating in American lifestyle because you don't believe in it. I'm resolute on that. If you can't get to the polls and vote, you shouldn't be voting. Now, we're making it so easy right now that you can cheat and you can change this country. And I'm getting sick of it, and I'm going to stand against it. And your listeners need to be understanding that the Democrat Party is trying to change this way of life in the country and the freedoms that we have.
Permanently.
And that's permanently.
Right.
Permanently. And they're doing it. They are doing it. And we have to stop it.
Yeah, and Congressman Tim Walberg here, and concerning the reckless nature of more spending, we have spent trillions of dollars already to keep the economy from going completely upside down. We need to reopen the country. The science comes in day after day that these lockdowns are doing more damage than they are good, so we need to move forward on that. But what about more spending? We've only got about 30 seconds because a lot of people are concerned about the incredible explosion of debts and deficits and the money that we owe. Your thoughts?
We have to get back to work, and the manufacturers that go back to work next week have to redouble their efforts. But American citizens need to be talking to their governors, ours included, and saying, this is nuts. Open the country. Let's be brave again. Our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor, that was what was our foundation principles. And are we willing to do that again? Are we willing to be Americans? I think we ought to be. And that's where your listeners and others need to come up to the point of saying, I'm going to have guts and get out and open this economy again. This governor is taking us down the tubes.
I agree with that. Congressman Tim Walberg, and not just in Michigan, governors in Virginia, governors in Oregon and elsewhere. Wisconsin comes to mind, a problem with lockdowns. It's the No Panic Zone, the Steve Cooper Show. Congressman, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Look forward to it.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.